Sports Pod. Sports Pod. Sports Pod. Sports Pod. Sports Pod.
Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier.
Sports Pod.
I can't believe what I just saw.
Sports Pod.
Applejack stole the ball. Applejack stole the ball.
Sports Pod.
Do you believe in miracles?
Yes!
Hey, this is the Sports Pod for Monday, October 25th. Sports Talk when you need it through podcast
Sports
technology.
Pod.
I'm Curtis, talking to you at 455 69 San Francisco. And I want to hear from you. Text and voice emails. Go to thesportspod at yahoo.com. I want to hear from you. So what's on the agenda today? I just got this email from Feedburner, so that's pretty interesting. How Feedburner is now working with Blogger, and looks like they got a bunch of other features to support podcasting. So this stuff is taking off like gangbusters. It's exciting. I'm really pumped up about this. One thing I want to talk about is Deion Sanders. Now I have not been a big fan of Deion's. Too much flash, too many inconsistencies, you know, turning to God, turning away from the flash, and then the next day turning right back to the flash. And so, you know, and he's just, I don't know, I have been a big fan of his. I think he's a great athlete, obviously. And when he came back, when he decided he was coming back, I really didn't think there was going to be, I didn't think he was going to do anything. I didn't think he was going to do anything. The guy, yesterday, had two interceptions. I think he had two interceptions. One of them, he ran all the way back, doing his dance, classic Deion style, doing the dance, and I don't know what you call that dance. Somebody email me with the name of that dance, because I don't know what the name of that dance is, and I know it has a name. The podcast, at yahoo.com. Somebody email me at the podcast at yahoo.com. I have to say, I am very impressed. Guys like that who come back and dominate, he's not dominating, but who make a splash, that's exciting, man. That is fucking exciting. And that's not easy to do. So, anyway, I'm impressed with Deion. I did not think he had that in him. And he comes back and makes two interceptions. Impressive. Very impressive. Very, very impressive. Here's a little something I recorded while watching football yesterday. Colts versus Jaguars game. And we're in the fourth quarter, about 10 minutes left. They just threw a touchdown pass, Peyton Manning. And what happened was the guy, the receiver, stepped out of bounds just prior to catching the ball. A couple steps prior. And Jack Del Rio, coach of the Jaguars, wanted to challenge. Now, here's an interesting thing that I've always wondered about. You got the guys in the booth, right? And you've got, by the way, we're at commercial and we'll see how this actually turns out. They did get the replay flag in so that it does get reviewed. I've always wondered, you know, I mean, you've got the announcers up there who are saying, whoa, he was out of bounds, you know. And so then you've also got the guys in the booth who work for the team, right, the other coaches. And they're probably looking at the replays, but it seems kind of odd how the determination of whether or not to challenge a play is dependent on the cameras and the camera angles and how quickly, you know, the guys in the truck, you always hear about the guys who are actually doing the camera work, you know, how quickly they put it all together. I mean, think about it. Let's take this to the extreme. Say you've got a guy right now who's a huge Colts fan, or shit, maybe he has money on the Colts game. You know? Maybe he's a Gant. Okay, they're still, it just came back. Amazing that Dick Enberg is still here. Okay, here it comes. Well, they're still waiting. Okay, here comes.
Kind of like Harrison's pass. After you, your receiver, number 88, stepped on the end line. Prior to touching the pass. Illegal touching of the pass. On the offense, 5-yard penalty will be assessed for the previous spot. It'll be first down.
So they got screwed.
You cannot be out of bounds, which Marvin Harrison is right there. He is out of bounds, and you cannot be the first one to touch the football.
Yeah, okay, so they got the call right, but again, my point being, theoretically, you know, you've got a group of guys working this game who, shit, maybe they're just incompetent, and sometimes they get it right and sometimes they don't. It seems a little odd how the game has so much dependency on the camera guys and the TV crew. I don't know. I don't know if there's a way to get around that, actually. Because you can't, unless you restricted the coach on the field, you know, the coach had no access to the guys in the booth. His coach is in the booth. And he had to make the determination by what him and the other players and coaches see on the field. So, and they had no access to the broadcast or, you know, replays, etc. So, I don't know, just a little intricacy of replay in football that's just a little strange. I don't think I've ever heard anyone talk about that.
Okay, so there it is. I don't know. Things that get into my head and stay there.
Okay, now I want to talk some NBA hoops. As you may know, I mentioned it prior, I'm a huge Laker fan, but I consider myself very knowledgeable about basketball in all parts of the United States. I'm not too familiar with the Croatian team or the Lithuanian team, but I know they're pretty good. So, I'm going to start out by reviewing the Lakers. I'm looking at ESPN.com, and they've got, you know, they're on the bandwagon. Kobe's on the front page of ESPN.com today, so that means I have free pass to talk about my Lakers. And there's a lot of stuff going on, obviously, between the Shaq and Phil situation, those guys leaving, and the new guys coming in, and Kobe, and how is he reacting as a leader, and how are his teammates reacting to him now that he has... now that he's got hand, okay. A little Seinfeld reference for you. okay, so here's a few quotes here. I like this quote by Kobe, okay. Kobe says, quote, "Just look at Jerry Buss' track record. I think that's always been a common denominator with Laker basketball here in LA. The guy's a proven winner year in and year out, no matter what type of changes have taken place with the team." Bingo, okay. Jerry Buss knows what he is doing. Magic in the 1980s, now this is the early 1990s, comes down with HIV. Traumatic. Traumatic to the city of LA, traumatic to the basketball world, traumatic to the world at large, based on the HIV scare. And it was just, it was a blessing in disguise for humanity, but obviously a very tragic situation for Magic Johnson. And he's really surprised everybody by, you know, he's healthy. You look at him and he looks good. He's big. He's very big now. He's really bumped up. He may be a little too big. Who knows? But he's not, we do not know what's going on in the doctor's office, but he's not showing any signs of being sick. So that's just amazing. That is inspiring. So back to early 90s when Magic announced his retirement. I remember I was with my parents that day. Let's see. Yeah, it was my late teens, early 20s. We were in the market. The checkout person told us about the press conference, that there was going to be a press conference. And there was just a buzz in that supermarket when we were checking out. I remember the sort of gloom that it just felt gloomy because, you know, there were rumors of things and I just couldn't believe it. And sure enough, you know, later that day there was the, announcement and the emotional press conference. Let's get back to, the topic of, you know, Jerry Buss and Laker dominance. Jerry Buss had, what was he gonna do at that point? Okay, he lost maybe the greatest player in the game at the time. There was MJ and Bird, but Magic was a leader. Magic was a team leader at that time. Well, his whole career. And Jerry Buss, you know, it took him a couple of years. Granted, there was another guy who he had a little bit of help from, a guy by the name of Jerry West. Okay, that's the difference right now. The difference is that Jerry West is not available. Jerry West is not local. Jerry West is no longer a part of the Laker organization. So that's the inconsistency with Kobe's statement. So that's the one thing that, you know, Mitch Kupchak, I'm not totally impressed with Mitch Kupchak. I think he's smart. I don't think he has a lot of charisma. I don't think for one thing, it's hard to try to live up to Jerry West, but I don't think he has the full respect. And I guess part of that is due to the Shaq. Shaq talked about him, but Shaq really got him. So we shall see, but I think Kobe is a leader, and Kobe's got a desire and a will to win stronger than any other NBA player that I have seen ever. Alright? I think it's stronger than MJ's. I mean, Kobe took the Lakers back. Some of these comebacks are just unbelievable. Last year, he hit two against Portland. He hit these two miraculous three-pointers. One knocking it into overtime, and the other, I believe, to win it. And it was just like, it was probably the greatest performance down the stretch of all time. I mean, you know, let's say the greatest buzzer beaters of all. First of all, nobody's had two buzzer beaters in one game, and he did it. So, I don't know. It's just amazing how he is able to rise to that at the end of the game. Sure, you know, sometimes he doesn't. He doesn't always make the shots at the end of the game, but nobody does. And if you're going to choose one guy to have a ball at the end of the game in the NBA, I think you're going to choose Kobe. I really do. I really do. Who else are you going to choose? Nobody. And then Ray Allen makes this fucking comment. In about a year or two, Kobe will be calling out to Jerry Buss that we need some help in here, or trade me. We'll all be saying we told you so when he says that. Dude, what a fucking idiot, man. Ray Allen, dude. Ray Allen is like, the guy says some stupid ass things. I mean, him and Kobe have a little back and forth on the court. And for him to take it off the court like that, I mean, the guy's just stupid, man. I mean, I think there was something on the Olympic team where Kobe got a spot that he didn't get. And maybe when Kobe was, maybe this was the 2000 Olympics. But Ray Allen was. Okay, let's talk about the World Series. Boston, 2-0. Boston up 2-0. Ah, how do you like them apples? Oh, man. 2-0, man. Is this the year? I think this might be the year. I don't think this is the year for sure. I don't think you can say that. But, because we're talking about the Red Sox here. But it's looking good. Cardinals are going to win 2 back in St. Louis. So 2-3-2. Let's check this out real quick. Here I come to the day. My mouse is on his way. MLB.com. Alright. Pedro beat Martin. That's game 3. 10-26 would be Tuesday. Let's get this pop up on MLB.com, all foes. Get away. Shit. Alright. Red Sox at Cardinals. Okay. So game 3 is at Cardinals tomorrow. Pedro's going up tomorrow. And I think, I don't know. I just think Cardinals are going to win too. I think their bats are so strong. Not too strong, but so strong. Pedro hasn't shown much in the playoffs. So we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. I was listening to Romy today, and he said, everything's going the Red Sox way. Just everything's going their way. So this is their year. Well, I don't like that sort of reasoning. Everything's not going their way. All right? They're gritting it out. I mean, everything is not going their way. They gritted out that victory against the Yankees. Everything's not going their way. Okay, let's see what Romy talked about today. Thoughts up 2-0, pass one again. Jason Williams, comeback. He talks about Kobe versus Ray Allen. Let's hear what he says about that.
Other NBA news.
Here we go.
about this battle between Ray Allen and Bryant? Question on the NBA is, how is everybody going to respond to Kobe Bryant ratting out Shaq O'Neal to authorities after he was accused of sexual assault? Remember, even before that went down, Bryant was pretty much on an island all by himself.
Okay, that was very unfortunate, him ratting out. And he did. He did. He fucked up. He was under pressure. He was scared, but he fucked up. He fucked up. How's the NBA? How are his teammates going to react? How are the NBA players going to react? They're not going to do shit. They don't care. He's not. I mean, come on. They're not going to care. I don't think they're going to care. I think he's going to blow over that.
Well, that's clearly the way that's going to go. Bryant ran O'Neal out of town, ran on him to authorities, and he violated the code. Now guys are pissed. They're going to bring it at Bryant.
Bullshit.
Bryant, though, never want to back down. He's only going to be that much more selfish and that much more determined to shove it back down everybody else's throat.
Okay, that much more selfish? No. That much more determined? Possibly.
Meaning, he's going to forget that he has any teammates at all.
Bullshit.
He'll go 1-on-5 against everybody to make his point, and it's going to end up hurting the Lakers.
Sometimes.
He'll get his 40, and he'll lose 9-86.
No.
What good is having teammates like LeVar Odom and Juan Butler if you're not going to use them?
Shut the fuck up, Romy. I mean, dude, Kobe shared the ball, okay? Kobe fucking, when Shaq went down a couple years ago, or the year before last, Kobe led the team with scoring like 35 plus a game. They won like 16, 17 straight, the best scoring streak of all time. He had like 35 plus for like 12 games, and then 30 plus for like 15 games. Dude, shut up.
And he won't, because when they lose, it's all going to come down on him, and he's not going to like it.
Shut up.
He'll do what he's always done. Jack the hell out of the ball.
Shut up.
I mean, come on. If the guy didn't use Shaq O'Neal, if he refused to pass the ball to Shaq O'Neal, the best center in the past 20 years, then he's going to share the ball with Odom and Butler? It couldn't be going any worse for Bryant and any better for O'Neal. O'Neal is the guy again. O'Neal is re-energized. He's on the cover of Max. He's the biggest and hottest thing in South Beach. He's everybody's favorite guy again. Bryant? Bryant, bitter, angry, brooding, accused rapist up against the world.
Oh my god. Okay, this is extreme, obviously. And that's part of the whole deal, sports talk radio, but Shaq was fat, alright? Shaq was fat in LA the last couple of years. Shaq did not work out. Shaq was a bad teammate because he did not show up for certain events. I'm talking about practice, okay? I sound like Irish. He did not show up for practices after the All-Star game and shit like that. He did not work out in the summer. He came back fat. His toe got fucked up because he didn't work out. He was too heavy. Shaq was a pussy in the playoffs, okay? This past year. Shaq was a pussy in the playoffs. When Shaq wants the ball, and when Shaq is aggressive and gets to his spot and calls for the ball, okay? They had this play last 5 years where they swing it, okay? They go to, say, left post, right? Or they swing the ball to the left corner. They start to swing it around, right? Start swinging around the perimeter. Shaq will, now that everybody's moving in the lane, Shaq gets down, gets position on the low post with great position, dunk. Another thing is Shaq's last year or two, his post game has been pretty crappy. I mean, he did show signs of a good post game a couple years ago, but I don't know, lately, last couple of years, it was pretty crappy.
So I say right about now, things are going much better for Shaq. Much better for Shaq. Even Ray Allen cracked that Hall of Fame.
Even Ray Allen? Well, obviously Ray Allen. Ray Allen is fucking bitter and jealous of Kobe.
I'm going for Ryan. That's not a guy who puts himself out there on my dime. 1-800-636.
Alright, so there's that. It's all on gymroom.com, by the way.
The newest BCS game.
Okay. Well, that's that. You can tell you're pretty fired up talking to the Lakers and listening to Romy. And I think that's going to wrap it up for today. So,
Sports Pod.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Pod. I'm Curtis. And enjoy Monday Night Football tonight. Ready?
Sports
break!
Down goes Frazier.
Sports Pod.
I don't believe what I just saw.
Sports Pod.
Havlicek stole the ball. Havlicek stole
the ball. Sports Pod.
Do you believe in miracles?